That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You are not mistaken. You are listening to another episode of Podnuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B. And yes, I started out the show with some lovely Christmas music. Some of you people out there need a little exposure to some music. And I probably am going to guess that about half of you have never heard the full version of the Nutcracker, the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. So thought I'd bring a little bit of Christmas cheer to the show, expose you to some good music. And with that, I want to wish everyone a Merry New Year, a Happy Chaka Khan. Whatever your holiday wishes are, I hope that you get them this year. So tonight, folks, I am joined by no one. We are sponsored by no one. This is going to be a end of the year show with just me, your Uncle Marv, wrapping up the 2018 season of Podnuts Pro, giving you one last show before I head off to be in the basement with my family. And I hope you will be doing the same and enjoying a lovely holiday season. So one of the things that I will start off saying is that I have really been so busy that I have not been able to do any prep for the show. So this is going to be pretty off the cuff. I do not have a typical show outline that I normally would have if I were to have a guest. So I'm just going to kind of tell you what's been going on, tell you what I'm going to be looking forward to in the next couple of weeks. And we will do a wrap up. I have a pile of email that I have not gotten to, so I will get to that. But first, I want to tell you that one of the reasons that I did not have a guest for tonight is I have spent the last couple of weekends, and this past weekend was week number 2 of 4 for a big customer implementation that I'm doing. Week 1 started with a new remote server in which I transferred 27 user profiles from the old server to the new server. The old server, it's actually going to be reconfigured as a remote server for another branch office of this particular customer. I delivered that server to that office last week, but I didn't actually do anything with it because that was week 2 of the week 4 implementation. And in that visit, I actually did a site visit to 2 sites. And the customer that I have is actually splitting an office from 1 into 2. They are moving a big part of their staff. I think 30 of the 45 or 32, 33 of the 45 into 1 new space. And then the other 12 or 13 are going into a brand new office that the customer bought and is finishing up a build out of. So that was my first opportunity to actually go on site, see where the progress has been. It has been a joy trying to manage this project from afar because I've been trying to deal with the cable contractor, the phone vendor, the ISP, trying to get everything taken care of. And it has just been a joy. So last weekend was the first time that I was actually to be on site at these places. I did one of the ISP turnups at the new office space, and we turned up their Ethernet fiber. Their cable broadband was already there, and the internet service provider actually configured the SD-WAN and the phone system. And I, of course, installed my firewall, my switches, and tested all the cables, took my Fluke and NetScout tools over there and verified all but a couple of the cables, which had some issues, so I had to send those documents back to the cable guy, tell him he messed up a couple of spots, get those fixed. And then we actually had some new locations where the customer at the last minute decided they were going to move people to an office where there was no data drops. So all of those lovely things happening in week 2. So week 3, which will be this upcoming weekend, and if you want to keep track of this by dates, I am recording on Monday, December 17th. I just started at the halftime of the Saints-Panthers football game. that is on the big screen muted. So I'm kind of watching that as I'm doing the show. So this upcoming weekend, I actually have to go over on Thursday. The customer is moving. Again, they're moving from one office to two offices, both on that Friday. And then they will be unpacking and everything, and we will have to set up workstations and phones and make sure everything works, hopefully on Saturday. If it bleeds over into Sunday, I'm going to be very upset, but that is a possibility. And then the reason I say that there is a week four of this, one of the locations is not going to have all of the work done because there are 18 cubicles being set up at the new space, which the cubicle vendor, for some ungodly reason, could not get them delivered in time, even though this project was already moved back a week to allow for that vendor to have this stuff done. They were actually supposed to be done last week. We were getting very worried that he could not commit and guarantee their delivery, so everything was pushed back this week, and we're still worried that he's not going to get his work done. So he actually is not even delivering the cubicles until Friday. And then Friday night and Saturday morning is when they're supposed to be setting them up. My problem lies in the fact that my cable guy will not be working on Saturday. So when those 18 cubicles go in, there will be no cable locations. Those will not even go in until next week after Christmas, while the customer is off. The customer is actually off the entire next week. My office is supposed to be closed all of next week through New Year's. But this customer is actually making their people come back to work on the 31st. So we actually have to make sure that everything is working on the 31st. So my cable guy is going to go in sometime on the 27th, 28th. I will go back over, verify his work. I will have a tech with me. We'll, you know, connect all the phones and workstations and make sure that everything works. So that has been my December. It has been fun. I've not been happy about it, but I am getting compensated nicely for it. So at least I'm paying for all the nice Christmas gifts my wife is buying that I have no idea what they are. I'll find out on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, just like the rest of the family, because I have not been present during the Christmas shopping. So it goes with the life as a tech. I'm sure many of you understand. This is that time of year where customers want to get projects in. They have money to spend that they want to get done before the end of the year so they don't have to pay tax on those profits. Oh, to have those problems, it would be nice. So that's one of the projects I've got going. Oh, I've actually got, so today I actually finished two of the five new computers that I have to build. Two of them I finished and went out today. I need to finish two and ship tomorrow. And then I have to finish a fifth that I'm actually taking with me to that new Tampa office. So five computers I've got to get ready. I've still got all the other regular work I'm doing. I just had a customer also commit to a new phone system that they want to have up and running by January 4th because their contract with their old vendor expires on January 6th. So it took me a week of negotiating to get them to commit to one of the phone vendors. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I have been putting this off for a while because I wanted to see how things worked out. This will be my second implementation of a phone system by Freedom Voice. Yes, you heard that correctly, folks. Marvin B. is in the business of voice over IP. I am working with Freedom Voice. And while I want to say thank you to Paul Mendiola and Jason Miller, I'm also going to say that when we have our show, because we are going to be doing a show about this, I'm going to be talking about the good and the bad that I've had with this Freedom Voice experience. So, needless to say, I'm happy that I'm getting the voice over IP business. I'm happy that the customers are trusting me to do their phone systems, but I'm also, I don't know. VoIP is, it's got a long way to go. Let's just say that. But Freedom Voice is on the right path. So hopefully we'll get there together. All right, so enough about what's going on in my tech life. Most of you, well, some of you care, others don't. But I'm happy that people are listening to the show, and to prove that people are listening to the show, the last show that I did with Paul Joyner, at the end of the show, I happened to make a little comment, and I forgot that I made the remark that if anybody knew where that phrase came from, I would send them an Amazon gift card. So, of course, just like the previous contest, before the morning, I already had some people with the correct answer, and I, again, am shocked that people are listening to the shows that quickly overnight so that they're responding to me by the morning. And when I say by the morning, like before I get up. But I do want to say congratulations to Jason, who correctly referenced the $6 million man as the show with which I uttered the phrase better, stronger, faster. And if you don't, well, I'm sure you know about the $6 million man, but unless you were actually alive to watch in live the $6 million man show and the Bionic Woman show, wow, I don't even know what to say going forward except that, dude, we're old is all I got to say. So, Jason, I've got your card that is being sent to you. I do want to give a recognition to the person who is the second responder, and that is Tim. And I want to say that because Tim not only responded about the $6 million man comment, he was actually one of the first to make a generous offer of providing me with a Link Sprinter 300 that I could borrow for my network tester shootout that I am planning at some point in time. But I had to tell Tim that I do have a Link Sprinter, as I probably have all of the NetScout products minus the big boy, the $40,000 one. And if you don't know what that is, go look it up, because I'm tired of lusting after that. I guess that's the right word to say. So he also asked a question in his email. Do you ever consider selling some of your older one-touch units? I'd love to buy one, but they are a bit on the pricey side. And I will say this, Tim, as I have said to other peoples, I'm thinking about it, and that is the only answer I can give. So, more to come later, I guess, is the great way to say that. Let's go ahead and finish up with some other email as I go through the pile. And yes, folks, this is a pile of email that I am reading from. Here's an email that I'm going to read, and I'm not even going to try to say this name. Both the first and the last name are unpronounceable by me because, as Napa Valley will attest, I'm not good with pronunciations. So I will just say Cat, as in C-A-T, and then the rest of his name. So he says, hello, Marvin. Let me start by thanking you and your co-hosts, guests, for the informative content you put out there. It is very much appreciated. In one of the episodes, I heard you talking about retaining the same IP address for one of your customers that has two internet providers. So if one ISP is down, the secondary kicks in and still keeps the same IP range. If I am not mistaken, you said that you contacted both ISPs and between them, they arranged this. Do you mind providing a few more details about what you requested and how it was solved, either by emailing me or talking about it in a future show? So with that, I'm going to talk about it in this, the future show. So Kat, what I was referring to is it's not necessarily a new concept. We've been doing it for quite a while, but basically with just simply a dual WAN connection on our firewalls or routers. But this is something that is called SD-WAN, software defined WAN or wide area networking. And the best way that I can describe it, and I know that there's going to be a few different applications for this, but the application that I did with it, with my customer, is that the ISP actually provided the SD-WAN appliance, in this case, a Velo Cloud. There's actually several appliances out there. The one that we used is Velo Cloud, but there's also Cradlepoint, Citrix, Big Leaf Networks, Barracuda has some stuff out there for that. Cisco Meraki, some of the IX, or I'm not sorry, the MX platform also will expand out to do SD-WAN. There's actually a lot of appliances out there, and us as techs are able to do these things ourselves. Yes, we do have to do a lot of configuration with the internet service providers, but like I said, in this case, we let our provider do it because they are actually managing the MPLS networks between the clients because of the phone systems. This is a case where I've got a ton of phones over multiple offices. I did not want to be burdened with maintaining that infrastructure. I put that on the ISP. So from the standpoint of management, we actually had them do the SD-WAN. They were the ones that contacted the secondary ISP. In this case, it was Comcast in some locations. It was Spectrum in other locations. All of them were broadband because the primary connection was Ethernet fiber in all of their offices. So that is what we did. Now, the only real difference is most of the time SD-WAN is set up for redundancy for just simple internet connections. One goes down, the other one kicks in. And with the old dual WAN scenario, you would just put them in load balancing mode so that they would both be up. If one went down, the customer would never notice. The difference is, in almost all of those scenarios, when you set up the dual WAN connection, you have one set of IP addresses from one provider and a second set of IP addresses from another provider. So if you have services tied to those IP addresses externally, for instance, you know, web servers, remote servers, you know, VPN connections, anything like that, you either have to set up redundant connections with the second set of IP addresses, or you just simply went without because the customer either had to manually change the IP address or just waited until the primary connection came back up. Either way, SD-WAN solves that problem because you actually configure both connections with one set of IP addresses. So if one goes down, and it doesn't matter which one, the connection stays up. There is no break in the connection. So people working remotely don't even know that one of the connections went down. If you're on the phone, you don't drop a phone call. It is literally instantaneous. So that is what my ISP did for this customer. The other difference is that in this scenario, which most won't do, we actually manage our internet connections separate from the ISP. They handle the MPLS internal network and the phones, but the external connections from each office are run individually through my firewalls so that I control any of the bandwidth management. I control the content filtering. I can control the remote connections for remote servers, VPNs, all of that stuff. Most of the time when a ISP handles the connections between multiple offices and they control the MPLS, they will also control the internet content filtering, the bandwidth management, and all of that. So anytime you want to make a change, you got to call the ISP. In this case, we said, no, we want to maintain that. You do the phones, you do the infrastructure, let us manage that internet connection. So that's what we did. I know that's a long-winded answer to your question, Kat, but I hope that that kind of explains it. And again, you're going to get a lot of different answers from techs because this is a technology that is going to come along and is going to take businesses by storm. Businesses want uptime. They want to stay connected. So if one connection goes down, the other connection keeps them up and going. If you've got connections between offices where you've got data replication, you've got those, not just VPNs, but say you've got network drives that have to be up between offices. If you're thinking of, you know, services that have to be up and running, banks, hospitals, anything along those lines, and you've got remote connections, SD-WAN is probably going to be one of the things that will support those industries and make it so that services don't go down just because a connection goes down. So that is going to be huge. Don't know if I'll look into configuring that anytime soon. I probably should, and I'm sure some of you out there have done so. So if you have any other things out there, folks, that you have used SD-WAN for, besides the voice over IP connections or VPNs, shoot me an email. Let me know. I will mention that on a future show just to come back and visit. And actually, now that I think about it, I should probably find an SD-WAN expert who can come on and explain it a little better than I have and even give us some more examples of what a good use of SD-WAN is. So, all right. Let's see. Let's go to another email. I've got two from my good friend, Brad Torrey. Bradley. So I should probably say a couple of things. So Brad is a little behind in the shows. So he actually, wait a minute. Why am I reading this? Okay. So he's reading. So this is an email that just came in last week where he is just now responding to the secret word of the day and the woman suing Harris County, Texas for $1.1 million. I will not say why, but if you remember that show, good for you and sorry. And then I've got a couple of other emails to Brad. I'm actually not going to mention that one, but I will mention that Brad and I have had a little bit of a snag in setting up shows to record your favorite episodes, all referencing the Star Wars movies. And because of that, we are a little behind, but I want you to know, listeners, that I am not behind. I have been watching the movies. I had already watched The Empire Strikes Back, and you saw me on the Twitter commenting about that. But let's just say this. So today is, as I mentioned, Monday the 17th. So Sunday was my first full day being back. I got back late Friday from being on the West Coast, and I was just kind of beat. And I said, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to watch football and have a joyful, glorious resting day. The wife mowed the lawn. She did a bunch of other stuff, but I stayed inside. Me and my cat Cece sat on the couch and watched football. But what do you know? A Star Wars marathon. So folks, I got to watch again A New Hope, The Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, and The Force Awakens. Yes, folks. Well, let's just say for the first couple of shows, I actually flipped back and forth between the movies and football because I had seen those. But during the Return of the Jedi, I focused primarily on that. And then, of course, The Force Awakens, I actually forgot about football and watched that entire movie. And so I will have lots to comment about the Star Wars movies coming up, but just to let you know that I did watch them. So I am happy to see that in The Force Awakens, they were actually able to continue with the tradition of having at least one black character in the movie. Really have no idea why they decided to make him a stormtrooper, but he was there. And then, of course, you thought he was going to die at the end, but I think they're bringing him back for the next movie, because why hire another one where you can use the same one? And something I did not realize, and spoiler alert if you've not watched Star Wars, because this is huge. So I'm watching Return of the Jedi. No, I'm sorry. The Force Awakens. And I have to remember, I'm kind of a little out of whack. And of course, I'm really out of whack because I watch the shows out of order. But just to let you know, I watched The Force Awakens. That's the one where Han, Don't Call Me Solo, is old. Princess Leia is old. Luke is really old. I didn't realize that Han and Leia had a son. Now, of course, one of the gripes I had about Star Wars is that there are a lot, and when I say a lot, I mean a lot of places where they just don't give you information. And then when they do give you information, they don't even go back and try to explain it. So it kind of caught me off guard that, you know, our son, and then to realize that their son was actually the new Vader, you know, who was supposed to be a good, I mean, I don't understand how, you know, Princess Leia, you know, as good as she was and always wearing white, could have a son that turned to the dark side so easily. And then the other thing is, spoiler, dude kills his dad, Han Solo dies. What is it with sons trying to kill their fathers in these movies? I don't get it. I'm sure that it will be explained somewhere on some website that I will not go to, and somebody will email me and tell me, but that was my takeaway from watching these movies yesterday. Outside of the fact that this girl, Rey, all of a sudden has Jedi powers and nobody explains who she is or who her parents were that left and are never coming back. But I'm sure we'll figure it out, because I will be watching all the rest of the movies. And of course, yes, we will be talking about it. So, Brad, I'm sorry if I stole any of your thunder, but I just had to let people know that, yes, I am watching and I will continue to watch, and you will not be making fun of me about Star Wars anymore, Matt Rainey. And I've gone way much longer than I thought I would. Mainly because I was talking about these Star Wars movies. But anyway, let's move on. Actually, you know what? Let's just do this. This email is send me a bill. I did that. Thank you, Jason, for donating to PodMets Pro. And your money will be spent wisely. And let's see. Blah, blah, blah. That. Oh, those are floor plans for my upcoming trip. You don't need to hear about those. So let's do this. It is coming up on, 27 minutes. I didn't think I'd speak this long. So why don't I go ahead and end off the show? So folks, I do want to say thank you, especially to the listeners. That's the first set of people I need to thank for listening, supporting the show, sending in your emails, sending in your show suggestions. I want to make sure that you continue to do that. I think that 2019 is going to be a fantastic year for not only PodNuts Pro, but the PodNuts Network. I do a shout out to our owner, Door-to-Door Geek, who has continued to push this network and allow for great content to be shared from tech to tech. That is probably one of the biggest ways that we are growing this industry and helping each other out is through these podcasts. I want to do a shout out to the three amigos. That would be Jeff, John, and Paco, who are doing an excellent job keeping the other shows going, the Computer Repair Podcast, the live show on Sundays, the Tech Life Show, the things that they're going to be doing next year that I will reference once we get into 2019. So, three amigos. Ooh. Or whatever that phrase, however they did that on that show. Thank you to you guys for keeping PodNets going. I do want to say thank you to our sponsors. Had some big sponsors this year, AppRiver, Cloudberry, both big and small sponsors. So just because I don't mention everybody, I'm trying to. So I mentioned AppRiver, I mentioned Cloudberry. Malwarebytes has donated. And helped out. NetScout, of course, has provided some stuff for us here. We had some great guests. I don't want to really mention guests because I know I'm going to miss somebody because we had so many on. Our venture into trying to get more vendors on, more providers of network tools that we can use in the field. We're going to keep doing that. One of the things that we're probably going to do is make sure that we don't do ads on the show. You guys have really spoken up about that. You don't want this to turn into, you know, a big old commercial. So we're not going to do that. We still are going to have sponsors. We have to find some way to keep the lights on, to keep the web servers running, pay for bandwidth, pay for all of the materials that we use, the, you know, all the equipment. This stuff isn't free. Just because our time is free and we're donating it to the network, don't think this stuff comes free, folks. So, you know, we're going to keep having sponsors. We do want you all to keep contributing. I know that the other shows are doing the Patreon. You guys are contributing to that. If you can contribute in other ways, use the Amazon link. I actually just put one in the Podnuts Pro show notes. Go to that and use that to purchase anything that you get from Amazon. Again, no change in price to you, but a few pennies and cents will come back to me so that I can, you know, buy a microphone and get some lip balm and do all that great stuff to try to make the show great for you. So I do want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am looking forward to a great 2019. I hope that you are. Again, I want to wish everyone a Merry New Year. Happy Chaka Khan. Folks, enjoy yourselves. Have a good time. Be safe. We will see you again next year. And until then, as always, holla.